You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM.
Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center offers a wide spectrum of programs to community youth.
The Youth in Action Youth Empowerment Program helps teens to acquire job readiness and leadership skills and understand local government. The academic program supports youth with tutoring and college prep experiences for their future in higher education.
Together, we participate in a variety of programs that broaden our perspectives, such as music, dance, theater, and cultural celebrations.
For more information, call us at 518-828-3612.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gina Martin of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Her rhetoric and her tone is does not match the base, does not match MAGA, does not match most Republicans I know, and I'm completely denouncing it. I'm over it, and I would encourage anyone else that matches her statements to stop.
Right-wing Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene calls a social media post by right-wing activist Laura Loomer extremely racist. Loomer wrote that if Vice President Kamala Harris, whose mother was from India, were elected president, the White House would smell like curry. Her controversial post came as Loomer was attending a 9/11 memorial with former President Donald Trump. Loomer has a history of controversial remarks and repeating conspiracy theories, including some about 9/11. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre pointed to that.
Maybe we should not have leaders who fall for fake internet conspiracy theories. We should think about that. Maybe we should not have leaders who do that.
Meanwhile, Trump's statement during the debate that Haitian immigrants are eating pets in Springfield, Ohio, is drawing a stiff rebuke from the state's Republican governor. Mike DeWine is repeating what others have said, that there is no truth to the claim.
This is something that came up on the internet, and the internet can be quite crazy sometimes. And look, the mayor, Mayor Rue of Springfield says, no, there's no truth in that. They have no evidence of that at all.
Thursday morning, officials closed Springfield City Hall in response to an emailed bomb threat. The FBI is investigating threats made to multiple buildings, although it is not clear what the exact connection to Trump's remarks about the Haitians is. Nathan Clark's son died last year in a car crash with a Haitian immigrant who was using an invalid license. The same day as the debate, Clark told the Springfield City Council he didn't want his son's death used as a political argument.
I wish that my son, Aiden Clark, was killed by a 60-year-old white man. But if that guy killed my 11-year-old son, the incessant group of hate-spewing people would leave us alone. Using Aiden as a political tool is reprehensible.
Meanwhile, Laura Relliford with the Children's Defense Fund says it's frustrating that child poverty is not a bigger part of the discussion. The Senate rejected an expansion of the child tax credit in spite of some bipartisan support. Relliford says if voters and political leaders were talking about child poverty, they would see there are real solutions.
That at this point, childhood poverty is a policy choice. The folks that have the power to do it know and have seen the evidence, and they haven't done it.
A judge in Georgia has dismissed three counts in the state election interference case against former President Trump and his allies while upholding the central racketeering charge. Trump now faces 8 felony counts, down from 13, with further proceedings on hold due to appeals over the district attorney's role. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday, the 13th of September. Fall foliage reports are out, and it looks like this season is getting off to a quick start. Peak foliage for this year may end up on the weekend of October 5th, a week earlier than previously predicted here on the better weather. Stay tuned as we dial it in and await the inevitable fall of the darkness of winter. Local early morning temperatures range from a spooky 50 degrees in Steventown to a horrific 47 in Tannersville. Don't go out today, you just might enjoy the weather. After the all-concealing fog creeps away this morning, we have another nice day to wind out summer. And yes, it is still summer. We get a reminder at 3 p.m. when the temperature reaches 82 degrees. It may feel humid with dew points being in the low 60s. Overnight, temperatures dip to 48 degrees. And tomorrow will be very much the same. A high of 82 lingers for a few hours in the afternoon. 59 degrees overnight takes us into a Sunday like any other day. Dry with a high of 82. Monday confines us to the same monotony, hitting 83 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:59 a.m., high tide at 11:10 a.m., low tide again at 5:51 p.m., then high tide once again at 11:36 p.m. Heed these warnings. We wouldn't want a shipwreck, would we? It would land you in water that is 62 degrees in tides that have a low strength. Darkness falls today at 6:55 p.m. The enveloping shadows retreat tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. Looking way up, we see last night the dark plasma membrane delivered a G3 class storm, sparking auroras seen as far south as New Mexico. Two more Hadouken are expected today. Plasma winds will be average at 493 kilometers per second with a thin density of less than one proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently bad. Some bands are essentially closed until nighttime, and then it's still not looking great. Things are so discombobulated, I'm not giving out numbers today. There are medium chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 160, and this is the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, wishing you a lucky Friday the 13th.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Sometimes I remember his voice, and sometimes I don't.
Then again, I think.
I just kept hoping it was all a dream. That I'd get up and get up once more, and it would all be a dream.
Пять,
9, 0, 4, 2, 4, 2, 8, 8, 3, 0, 7, 8, 8, 3, 0, 7, 2, 9, 1, 2, 9, 1, 6, 7, 6, 3, 2, 6, 7, 6, 3, 2, 6, 5, 5, 0, 4, 6, 5, 5, 0, 4.
Ძო არჩევნებში მონაწილეობს. დიდი მაჟორიტარი ვინმეა?
აუ, და პროსტა რა, მართალი რა, ბიჭებო რა.
ძო გოიმი არ არის?
რატომ არ დამირეკე?
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten,
Thank you. 10, 3, 9, 10, 3, 9, 10, 3, 9, 10, 3, 9, 10, 3, 9, 10, 3, 10, 0, 2, 10, 0, 2, 3, 1, 3, 1. Один, ноль, четыре, пять, шесть. Один, ноль, четыре, пять, шесть. Один, семь, девять, ноль, один. Один, пять, шесть, три, пять. Один, пять, шесть. Три, пять, пять, четыре, три, семь, четыре, пять, четыре, три, семь, четыре, семь, ноль, два, семь. Ноль, два, три, один, три, один, ноль, ноль, ноль.
Is coming at us through the clouds, but everything has turned grey and it is getting very dark indeed, and it's very much like the atmosphere before a storm. The sea is perfectly still and calm.
It was just all dark for about a minute. It was amazing.
Almighty be upon you. This day and forevermore. Amen.
The drops in the light metal was quite amazing. More than I never known before. And the rise at the end.
Just about everyone wonders what happens to people after they die.
The cancer of cold, not as cold as we can remember it, or as black, is still very cold.
The soul of a dead person lives on, either on earth or in heaven. Finally, death is a mystery we cannot fully understand.
It's a strange, weird experience. One that I lost in a way.
No one has come back to tell us what it is like.
Time to look away from it.
39715.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Eight. Objectively obtained. Many questions still remain.
But their origin is still up
as
to
whether they were actually from the afterlife. It should also be noted. These samples have been altered or tampered with in any way. Other than to master the recordings for this CD.
Many purporting for the voices of the dead.
And go out there and resonate. You want to resonate?
Yeah, we always resonate.
Yeah, me too.
Everything that exists as a pattern of information. Is in the form of information patterns. Each of these patterns is unique for every person, every thing, and everything.
Well, that certainly all makes sense.
I mean, they laugh, they scoff, they get you scared.
You are blind. It's not interfere.
But I mean, it's everywhere all of a sudden. Everywhere.
If any were scared,
Now, I know it's touchy, and then it's hard for you to talk about a lot of that. You probably should talk about some of it. So. But I mean, it's everywhere all of a sudden. Yeah. Everywhere.
That the hug is not my time.
We're getting something connected with the sun, and I mean it.
Well, that certainly all makes sense.
A few years ago, we began to talk about this, but that's now, I really need it.
Thank you.